Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, and we are in the middle of another heat wave right now. A lot of people already asking, when will it feel like fall? Let's get that fall outlook with AccuWeather long-range expert Joe Lundberg. Joe, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Megan.
So when will we start to feel those fall-like temperatures in our region?
It may be a while. It looks like September is going to be pretty close to, if not maybe a smidge above average temperature-wise across the air, which means we'll probably still have some nosing of heat into the area. I do think that as we trend deeper into the fall season, there'll be more frequent cold fronts, which is typical to be expected. And when you look at the three-month average, September, October, and November, temperature will end up coming out pretty close to average for the way it looks like right now.
I know AccuWeather has sent out some advisories about what the expectation is, and it looks like we're going to get some cold snaps over the fall. How cold would you expect it would get in the Midwest?
I think that there's going to be a couple of opportunities for some frost as we get into the month of October. And then the cold fronts may back off in intensity late October into the month of November as the pattern eases back a little bit and it looks kind of warmer overall for a while across a good bit of the country. But as we get toward the back end of November, Thanksgiving, and then beyond into the winter season, more typical frequent cold frontal passages with some more stronger forays of cold air. But the first part of the winter season, late fall, early winter part of the season, doesn't look terribly cold across the area. Just look for that mid-season outburst as some troughs come through with some stronger fronts, so have some brief little cold snaps come through.
We're talking with AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg. Is there still a potential, Joe, for storms as we head into, for example, September?
Yes. And in fact, that's one of the concerns that we have is that the month of September, there may be an influx of moisture from the tropics that doesn't necessarily get here, but is awfully close by. And by that, I mean, with any front coming through, it could tap into that tropical air mass and could produce some locally severe weather. So that's an above normal risk, I think, for the fall season. There may be a downturn of it in October, but then it may uptick again in November, oddly enough, as some stronger fronts try to come through the area, particularly toward the back end of the month.
What about precipitation and snowfall? What are we expecting? Average, above average, below average?
Very little to no snowfall during the fall season, which is typical. Usually most of it comes during the winter season itself, December, January, February, into a part of March. So I don't think we have to worry about much for the fall season. Precipitation, September looks to be the wettest of the 3 months, and then things tend to dry out a little bit more as we go through October, November. The fronts that come through have a little bit less punch to them. But again, any one of those fronts has the capability of producing severe weather on the front end and then again on the back end of the fall season.
AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Megan.